Hello and welcome to Clearly Speaking, where we aim to speak clearly on cultural topics using a biblical worldview. We are here today with Pastor Zach. Pastor Zach, how are you today?
I'm doing good, and I'm very excited to chop it up on our subject today.
Yeah, we've got, obviously, we try to look at what's kind of going on in the world. We try to look at things that are happening that we can see either coming down the pike or literally happening right now, and then try to show people, including ourselves, we want to know, what does the Bible have to say about these things and what's happening in our world? I think the biggest thing that we can run into is a lot of us will maybe say the Bible is sufficient and maybe even think a little bit like that, but then we really don't believe that fully, because we'll run to other things. We'll try to grab things from the world and what the world will give us. And that's what we're trying to do, even with just the whole Clearly Speaking shows and the content that we're putting out, is to show people that the Bible is sufficient and the Bible has answers for everything that this world has to offer us or to give to us or to show us, or things that are happening even throughout history. Mm-hmm. We can see that the Bible has answers and it is sufficient.
Amen. Amen. You know, his divine power is granted all we need for life and godliness, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when we have, you know, 66 books, as Tom Askell always says, to any question, we have a book for that.
Right.
We have standards for that in the scripture.
Yeah, I used to always think, man, if I just had a manual, if I just had a how-to-do book or something like that, when it comes to parenting, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to just living life. And this was even while I was claiming, you know, Christianity. I was a believer. I was following the Lord, and I still said those things, wishing I had that. And it wasn't until, I don't know, it probably wasn't until late 20s, early 30s that I'm like, we do have a book, and we have a manual, and we have a standard to live by, and we have principles to go for. And why that's important is, excuse me, is, I gotta cough again. Why that's important is we have all this information coming at us this day. Mm. We have information on our phones, information, all these social media sites hitting us with top stories and top news, and all of our television news channels that spew information out at us, and podcasts that are coming, including ours, right, that are coming at us, and companies starting up just to give us news. Like, even on my phone, I have what they call Flipbook, and you can flip through world news at your fingertips for free. There's some of them that are paid ads.
Probably,
but
like
free.
A Flipbook too. It's like news.
100%.
It's just like,
yeah. It goes real fast. Yeah, and we have things, you know, Fox News, Daily Wire, PragerU, all these different companies that would even lean conservative, they say. And then you have, you know, your liberal leaning stuff like CNN, MSNBC, and those type
the Young
of things.
Turks.
Yeah. I forgot about them, actually. Yeah. That's sad that I forgot about them, but I did. But we have all those things, and we need to know how to handle this information, because I do see a trap with some of us that we get sucked in just because something says they are something. We believe them at their word.
Yeah.
And we don't look at their actions or their content to see, is it really what they say they are? And I'll give liberals credit on this one. They say they're liberal and they act liberal, you know?
Yeah.
So at least they are who they say they are most of the time.
Right.
And you can tell through it, that this is just their belief system. They try to live by a certain belief system. Of course, we disagree with that belief system, but they try to live by it. The harder ones are the ones who want to say that they have the same belief system as we do, whether it's conservatism or Christianity, but yet their life isn't lining up to that. Their words, their actions aren't lining up to that, and we tend to take them for their word, and that gets us in trouble.
It sure does.
And that's kind of our whole topic really today is really focusing on conservatism and things and people who are calling themselves conservative, but they're leading us right into a liberal drift.
Yeah, and you know, I grew up Baptist, and so for whatever reason, we like alliteration. As I've thought of this, what's come to mind is there's a current conservative capitulation happening. Over the last several months, I've particularly noticed some capitulation from, you mentioned Fox News with letting, I'm not going to call him Caitlin, letting Bruce Jenner on there, you know, parading around in his fantasy of being a woman when he's not.
Masquerading, yeah.
And you have the Daily Wire, you know, some things that recently happened there that are definitely sketchy in my mind.
I will say that one got me the most.
Yeah.
And that and I should have been ready for it, in all honesty. But it did catch me off guard the most because they have been really good at saying over and over and over and over again that they are conservative.
Right. Right.
And they've been really good at making you believe their words on that part of it. And then the next thing you know, they're cheering on a homosexual couple who's Dave Rubin and his boyfriend. I don't know what they are. Right, yeah. And Blaze, because he's with the Blaze, right? And so cheering them on as they go and have surrogate mothers to have their I think they had two sons, I think is what it's going to be, to have their sons. And then you bring in Jordan Peterson, who has been pretty open and plain that he does not believe, even, you know, transgenderism, doesn't believe that you can switch from a male to female, and he hammers, you know, marriage and the covenant, or he would probably call it the institution of marriage, probably. And hammers men to be men and grow up and be tough. And then the next thing you know, he's starting to contradict himself as he's interviewing this Dave Rubin, right? Yep. And then all the time, Daily Wire, that's their first episode they drop, was Jordan Peterson and Dave Rubin. And again, I think Jordan Peterson has some great stuff.
Brilliant, man.
Very much.
Yeah.
I think that he's been, I think he's getting in with a crowd, and he's kind of bending a knee to his own morals that he believes in before he even claimed to be a believer, a Christian, which he does claim to be now. And so that threw me off. That caught me. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
And what's happening here at the Daily Wire?
Because that one hurt a little bit, and not to take us in too much of a rabbit trail, but I particularly got into the Daily Wire in 2020 when you know, a lot of my I guess you could say evangelical pastors that I like to listen to started to worship the state pretty much, and you know, say we need to grovel at the feet of Caesar and do whatever he says and close our churches and all that stuff. And I was like, man, like, these are the guys I feel connected to, but now I don't, because I think they're just going way, way, way off course. And so I started to listen to a lot of Shapiro and Walsh and Knowles and Peterson and all these guys, and they just made so much sense, you know?
Yeah.
But now you can see that there's something wrong. There's a screw loose in this conservatism, because And with the Daily Wire, you even have all but two or three of them are claiming to be Christ followers, right? All except Ben, and then the whoever's Roman Catholic, and they would even say they're Christ followers, like Walsh and Knowles. But then you have them starting to tip their hand a little bit here and show that there's something that's not really right.
Yeah, and so what's interesting is things that I've heard, even I got a little bit of peek of behind the scenes stuff is, you know, through someone who knows Ben, basically, right?
A friend,
right? Yeah, that old song. And but if you nailed Ben down behind the scenes and said, "Tell me if you believe gay marriage is right," he would say it's absolutely an abomination.
Right?
Why? Because he's Jewish and he believes in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament clearly states that, and so does the New Testament. But he doesn't you know, take that on. So he, because of his faith and to all knowledge that we know, devout faith of that, he would say that. So then what's happening? Mm. And what's happening even with the Fox News and the PragerU and all that? Well, what's happening is, according to the friend who knows, you know, that type of stuff, right? And they actually said this on a podcast, and we'll that's the Cross Politic. If you guys don't know what Cross Politic is, download that, listen to that. Mm. Those guys are doing a phenomenal job, phenomenal work. But Cross Politic even says, they had a lady on who worked for Fox News, worked her way up pretty far. Also then worked for Daily Wire. She worked for a couple other things. I can't remember which ones, but I know Fox News, and ended with the Daily Wire about 2018, 2019 or so. She got fired, and she got fired because she spoke out against homosexual marriage, or Mirage, right? And, but she got fired because of that. And she got a letter from Ben Shapiro, and she says this in the interview, so that's why we're able to say it. And he said, "Hey, basically, I'm gonna really paraphrase this, but it's because of my base. We have a conservative base in the homosexual community that support us. I can't have you saying that stuff, so I have to let you go." So it really boils down to, where is the money coming from? Which typically.
Right.
Happens, right.
Which is unfortunate that something so base would be going on there.
Yes.
Right. It's something that's supposed to be conservative.
However, speaking of money, right, we do have to make money here too, right?
We do.
So the good news is our sponsors do not tell us the content that we should put out or what we should do. They put full faith and trust that we're going to continue to point people back to Scripture. So with that said, we want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor at Zach's Creamery. Mm-hmm. Zach's Creamery is in Montgomery and also Jasper, Indiana. You can find them at zachscreamery.com. Go look them up. You can even order online, and you literally can place your order online. It'll tell you when your order will be ready. They have hot coffee. They have different, all the coffee drinks you can think of. Even have some cool names. One of them's like has Hoosier in the name, right? So and that's like a caramel mochiata or something like that. So they've got incredible coffee drinks, great ice cream that they make themselves. They don't order it in. They don't get it shipped in. They make it themselves. One of my favorites actually is Cookie Monster, because I love anything with cookie dough and Oreo in it. But they have all kinds of flavors. We were there just this past weekend because it was really hot outside, so I took the kids for a treat. They have waffle cones that are chocolate or the regular waffle cones. I actually have never seen a chocolate waffle cone before, so it was great to get to try that with their Cookie Monster meal. So yeah, or ice cream. It was phenomenal. So go check them out. Zach's Creamery. You're gonna have it in Montgomery or Jasper. They have two locations. Order online. You can go and sit. They have an indoor place where you can actually sit, enjoy your coffee, have a meeting. They even had a concert the other night. On a Friday night, they brought in some people and they put on like a little show, right? There's some local guys put on a show inside the thing. So you never know what you're going to get inside of there. So go out, support Zach's. And Zach's, we really appreciate your guys' support here at Clearly Speaking. But but the big thing is not being owned by your sponsors. And that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard to do because to do what Daily Wire has done, what PragerU has done, to really start an internet presence, because you know Fox News and MSNBC, they have the cable networks kind of locked down, right? They have that where it's just them. So that's a hard task to try to go after. But then they said, "Hey, but we're going to try to run the internet. You know, we're going to try to get the news on the internet." To do that takes a lot of capital. To get the talent like the Candace Owens and even the Jordan Peterson takes a lot of money to get that. And so when you get sucked into that whirlwind, it really starts to make it easier to bend to your morals and to say, "Hey, I know I don't agree with this."
Yeah.
But the people who are paying us agree with this, so we have to go that route.
Yeah, and really that makes me think of two things. The first one is it brings a whole new meaning to the term the almighty dollar. right? You know, because it's the dollar then becomes kind of the standard through which you determine what you're going to do. And then the other thing that makes me consider, kind of in relationship to another example of this whole capitulation, is the abortion debate. You have liberals who I've heard for my whole lifetime say, well, I don't like abortion. I think it's terrible, and gay marriage, so-called gay marriage. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to get in the way of other people's ability to do it. Right,
right, right. They're not bothering me.
Right.
So, and I'm not bothering them, so let's just all get along.
Yeah, and I've heard Democrat politicians say that for my whole lifetime, even to this present day. But now you have Republican politicians and conservative thinking people, at least in profession, that have gotten behind efforts to stop abortion being abolished in states.
Yeah.
It's considering that it would be too far. They would say, you know, we value the sanctity of life. We value, humanity. We value the rule of law, but this category of murder should not be penalized.
Which
and it should
makes
be
no sense.
Regulated. Right. And it's like, what in the world is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm laughing because I'm like, the logic behind that makes zero sense. Like, it makes none. As we value this, we believe this. Of course, murder is wrong. Of course, abortion is wrong. Of course, it's a life. Of course, it's a child. But it shouldn't be considered murder if a mom goes and does that. Wait, what? You know, like you just stopped and you're like, you just checked all the boxes.
Right.
Right? But then you got down to the conclusion and you're like, so from that we conclude a total different thing. You know? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. And I think the issue is, wasn't it Right to Life in Louisiana, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, Pastor Jeff Durbin out of Arizona, who has End Abortion Now, and they go and they do tons of work. I mean, tons of work in lots of states.
Yeah.
And when legislation comes up, they send people out to educate lawmakers and to fight for biblical truth and biblical standing on abortion, right? Get to Louisiana, everything's looking good. Everything seems like, hey, we're going to get this abolished. It's going to be done.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, the week of the vote, Right to Life, some other high-profile corporate type entities against abortion come swooping in to try to change the minds of the senators and of the representatives, saying, hey, you can't consider this murder. You cannot do that. You cannot take a woman and put her on trial and make her a murderer for abortion, even though we believe it's murder. We can't do that. You'll lose the battle if you do that. You won't get it voted through. Mm. According to Jeff, they had the votes already, had it. It was ready.
Right. I thought it already passed when I heard that it didn't.
Yeah. And right and then, how do I know Right to Life was saying this? They go on Twitter. They go on Twitter to start posting this in Louisiana and saying these things to fight the battle to not go that far. And literally one of the things they said, because Jeff then started tweeting back with them, or End Abortion Now, whichever one, but, you know, same thing. One of the things they said, if this goes through, all the laws that we fought for will be taken away. That was literally their quote on Twitter. And we're like, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, it's oh my gosh. It's like the whole point behind, if you take an incremental approach to ending abortion, it's incremental because the end goal is that there wouldn't be abortion.
You're incrementally going to the end.
That's like saying, I don't even know what to compare that to. It's just like we want to get 80% of the way there and never finish the whatever it is we're doing. And it's like, why? Like, in what universe does that make sense?
Right.
But the crazy thing is,
it's the guy swimming across the lake, getting halfway there and saying, I'm too tired, I'm going to swim back. Right. Yeah. It's like, you're halfway, you're going to go the same amount. Yeah. And it's like, literally, that's almost what they did, is like, we're going to get this far, but then we're going to move, ratchet it back. And, yeah, and the only reason why you do that, Zach, literally, the only reason why you do that is to keep your own organization alive.
Right. And that,
because they cease to be there if abortion is criminalized in Louisiana, right?
Right.
They cease to be there. Now, I don't think they cease, but they think they do.
Yeah.
I actually think, no, now it's great, because now you get to educate even more. Now you're wanted even more. Than now you need to step up. We got to start stepping up and helping the moms who are going to go and have a baby full term. Now we need to start fighting for, we have got to get adoption a lot easier in our country.
Right.
This is craziness that it takes so long and that it's so much money. And that's just ridiculous. It's right.
Immensely ridiculous.
And yeah, so we've got, so now we fight that battle, you know, like there's always battles to be fought.
Yeah.
But they think they only see this one battle, and if it ends, then we're done. And it's like, no, you're not. You're needed in other ways too. You just might have to change direction here. Mm. And that's okay. That's good. That's what we want. And it's like, I would love, you know, being here at the youth facility and helping youth and sharing the gospel. I would love that we would not be needed anymore, because every family, every child has a place to go at home, has a place at home. Parents are able to minister to their kids, to raise up their kids, to do, and they don't need a youth leader to help do that, right?
Right.
Because then you can have maybe one parent at home instead of two parent working families, you know, all those things. That's why 3 to 6 for us is such a big time, because we have two parent working homes. And so from 3 to 6, kids don't have anywhere to go because nobody's at home. Right? Right. And if they are left to their own demise, because they're kids, they will find something to do that's destructive.
Idle hands.
Yes, idle hands. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's why that's the most quote unquote at risk time for teenagers, is because of that.
Right.
And so I would love for the fact that we wouldn't be needed anymore.
Yeah. I mean, praise God. Right.
And this is what End Abortion Now, drug rehabilitation centers, right? Would love for the fact that we would never need another drug rehabilitation center ever in our country, ever, because people just aren't going to do drugs, right? Wouldn't that be great? Wonderful. Alcoholics Anonymous, would love if we never had to have that ever again. I think some of that needs to go away, but there's some better programs out there than that. You know what I mean? I would love that we would never have that, because people actually know that the Bible says, don't get drunk. That's a sin, and we're not going to do that. All these things are hopeful to work themselves out of a job.
Mm.
But we stop because we want to keep comfortable in what we've been doing. And so that brings us to the question, what are we conserving?
Yeah, and I think that's the part that's so disturbing, right? Is you have Daily Wire, Right to Life, you know, claiming a conservative banner, mm-hmm. so being under a conservative banner, claiming that as their worldview, their thought,
right?
But then being ruled by something other than that which is conservative. And Jeff Durbin that you mentioned, he was talking in their podcast at Apologia Church about the What Is a Woman documentary from Matt Walsh. And a term he used several times was Christless conservatism.
Ouch.
Is, you know, for all the good things that are in that documentary, and I've watched it, it's entertaining.
He did a very good job.
Yeah. For all the good things there and all the good things that Daily Wire does, that Fox News does, that Right to Life has done, if the conservatism is Christless, mm-hmm. then it's meaningless.
Correct, because it literally is conserving nothing.
Right.
Right? Like we're breaking down the words here to get the definition, because here's the problem. We sling words like they have no meaning.
Mm.
right? And yeah. so, and then we get to create whatever meaning we want to create. And you know, the irony with the Daily Wire is they have a cup that they give you if you join, and it could be filled with leftist tears, right? That's what they say, right?
Yeah, I thought about buying it once.
Right. And it's funny, right? I get it. I get why they're doing it, and they've got a crap ton of them they've given out, right?
Yeah.
And so I get it. But the issue is leftist tears, yes, but you're still going the same direction, just a little slower. I think I've said this even on the podcast before, but Doug Wilson has a saying when they talk about politicians and just our country and Republican, Democrat, why would you choose whichever one? He said, here's the thing. All of us Americans are in a trunk of a car and we're heading towards a cliff. And you got two drivers. You got a Republican or a Democrat. I just want the driver that's going the slowest towards the cliff. And yeah. So the meaning behind that is they're both heading towards the cliff. They're both going off. So they're both going the same direction. Mm. And because of the Christlessness, right, in both.
Yeah.
They're not, none of them are going to turn around and get us back to safe ground. Mm. So I would rather just have the one going the slowest. So that way I can work my way out of the trunk, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, and that's what Daily Wire is. Like, it's taken us in the conservatism world a long time to then think it's okay to have a transgender person masquerading, cross-dressing man on a news network.
Right.
Long time.
That's supposed to be conservative.
Yeah. And I'm like, and this is the thing. Some people say, well, what really is conservative when you do a pot? Well, conservative is trying to conserve the Constitution, right? Trying to do, not change all these things, but stick with our roots, stick with that, that Constitution that should guide us in this country, all those things. And I'm like, okay, yes. But we forget then what the Constitution was actually built and written on.
Right.
Right. Is a lot of biblical principles.
Yeah.
In fact, so much biblical principles. Benjamin Franklin, who was not a Christian, actually struggled to sign it.
Mm.
But he signed it, he said, because he's seen Christians live in their life, and this is the best route to go. Even though he didn't believe in Christ, he still believed that the principles and the morals that are set forth by a Christian nation are the best route to go. And that's why he signed it.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember just a little bit of historical digging. There's some similar language or some similar principles, I should mm-hmm. say, very similar principles in between the Constitution and, like, for example, the Mayflower Compact that the Puritans put in place, which, you know, Puritans are people that you and I have great respect for and talk about all the time and quote. And so there's this idea, I think, that, you know, because all of the signers of the Constitution weren't Christians, like some of them were, some of them weren't, then
some deists and all that stuff.
Right. Like Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, what have you. They'll say then it's a secular document. And it doesn't have any relationship to biblical principles at all.
Right.
Which I don't know how you can read it and come up with that, but because, I mean,
most people haven't read it. So,
right. Because you have a lot of common grace there, right? I mean, men like Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and then even now, like people that I would say are probably unconverted, like Matt Walsh, you know, being a Roman Catholic.
Right. The what is a woman, right? I would call that a common grace type thing.
A lot of truth, kind of in spite of the person instead of because of them.
Right.
And so, traditionally conservative equals constitutional because we're conserving these principles. We're trying to put barriers around them lest the culture devour them. And then we go into chaos because it's Christ or chaos.
Right. And liberalism then on the flip side is progressive, right? So, and what that means is we're going to take this Constitution, but we're going to continue to add on to it, right? We're going to grow it into, which is kind of what's basically been done with all the laws and all this stuff, right?
The burger fell.
Right. We're going to grow. And as we mature, this should be almost like a living document that we can change, manipulate with the times. The problem that becomes with that is then we then become a country of no values, of no morals, because we're blown by the wind, right? Mm. Which is exactly what we are right now, you know? And right. so when people should herald conservatism, conserve, what that should really mean is we're trying to conserve biblical principles that are in the Constitution. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to conserve that.
Yeah.
We're trying to say these were standards and principles that last a lifetime.
Mm.
You know, of course, are there some things they didn't know were coming? Sure. Social media had no idea, right? Mm. They didn't know. So, but that doesn't mean the principles change. They just get added to that new thing, right?
Mm.
You take those principles and now use it against or to that new invention that come. Roads. They didn't have paved roads. You know, and brick maybe, and then dirt. They didn't know cars were coming. You know, they didn't know that, but that doesn't change the principles. That's what's so good about principles, right?
Amen.
Is they last and they don't change. Mm. And so,
but you say this to the man on the street, and he says, "What a Christian nationalist! Are you a Christian nationalist?
Yeah.
You know, are you wrapping your Bible in an American flag on the way to church every Sunday?"
And I would say yes. And if I lived in Africa, I would do the same thing. And if I lived in Asia, right, I would do the same thing. And because where God has put you at is there, you're there for a purpose and for a reason, right?
Right.
And it is there is nothing wrong with loving neighbor and loving country. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. Mm. Loving fellow man, right?
Right.
And then people would say, well, don't you love all men? Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
I love our brothers and sisters across the whole the world, right, who are serving their country and loving their country the best God can, like the best they know how, with God's glory, with God's will, with his glory in mind. And so, yes, Christian nationalism, that's such a derogatory term that is not really derogatory. You know,
it's kind of like fundamentalist.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, you're like,
Zach, you literally listen to the Bible too much. Stop it. You are trying to follow it too much. You're such a fundamentalist. And it's like, that's thanks, a bad thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Right. Like, I don't think it's the own people think it is. And what's interesting is as I'm starting to watch our other articles and stuff, Christian nationalism is starting to die down just a hair.
Yeah, I don't hear right? as much about it.
It's not, it's kind of lost the news cycle. And why? Because I think they tried to get it to stick and make it a vulgar term. It's really just not sticking because the definition of it is actually a good thing,
mm,
right? What's the opposite of a Christian nation? A pagan nation.
Yeah.
Right? And so what do you want? A pagan nation? Or a Christian nation. Well, right. I'd love to have a Christian nation. Oh, so you're a Christian nationalist? Yep.
It's you like know what I mean? It's like when people say, whether they're Republican voters or not, they say, you know, I wouldn't do these things, but I can't tell other people not to. And it's like, so you're going to say that you, excuse me, you don't want a nation that restricts people's ability to like fornicate and kill their children and drunkenness and being controlled by drugs. You don't want that, but, or you do, you do want that, but right, then you're going to complain that it's part of the society.
Right.
Like you're going to say, you know, people have the right to pursue these ends, but man, I wish we got to do something about drugs. We got to do something about unwed pregnancy. And it's like,
I would say, says who?
Says, yeah, according to what standard, right? Because in the same breath you said it's a right, but then it's a problem,
right?
And it's just like, this goes back to the Christless conservatism, right, part. It's like, what principles are governing these thoughts?
Mm.
What standard is there?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a book, right? Yeah. Thank you, Tom Askell, for that statement.
Right. We need to get those shirts, don't we?
We do.
Maybe he'll send us some. Maybe he'll listen to this. I doubt he'll listen to this, but I don't know. But the big thing is knowing that true conservative, it literally requires a standard.
Right.
It requires something because you have to have something to conserve.
Mm.
Right. And if you don't have, and if you're not trying to conserve biblical principles in your land as a believer, then what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, what, why even, Why even get out of bed in the morning? I don't know.
I mean,
like,
I
it's,
mean,
there's no principles.
There's no standard. Fight even. And maybe this is why, you know, we're now under 50% that claim to be members of a church in our country for the first time ever, right? Yeah. Maybe it's why, because nobody actually really understands what are we fighting? Like, well, what's the fight for? And well, the fight is that God's name be known. And that the Bible be the standard, and that people realize that, hey, God is good. What he says is right. What he says is good.
Yeah.
And everything that happens in the world, he has something to say about it. And he's already said it, and he's given it to us so that we can use this to live a life of God. And, you know, we talk about 1 Timothy all the time. Why? Because it's such a big part of our lives to say that the word, God's word.
2 Timothy 3.
2 Timothy, yeah. So let me say first. 2 Timothy, that God's word literally equips us for every good work. It says adequately, right?
Yeah.
Or my version, you know, NASB.
Right.
For every good work.
Mm.
And that is what we're saying here. And I'm telling you, and then let your good work shine before men. So let them see it. So they may glorify God, right? Let them see that. And so you put those two, and that was Jesus saying that, right? And then you have Paul saying that the word is God-breathed, and it's equipped for training, reproof, and adequately for every good work for the Christian, for the believer, right? That it does that to you. And then let those good works shine so that they may glorify God, right? That, your Father in heaven, I think is what Jesus says. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, but yet we'll say, I don't want to tell people. I don't want to talk to people about God. I'm just going to buy them a cup of coffee and smile, and they're going to know that Jesus loves them just because I bought a cup of coffee for them.
They're going to deduce the substitutionary atonement from your smile. Like, wow, I think this must mean that Jesus died for sinners.
Because every pagan can't smile, right? Like, no, they can. And it's like, come on,
common grace.
Right? Like it has to be proclaimed, right? And I'm not saying don't buy coffee for people. Sure, buy a coffee. If you see me, buy me a coffee. That's fine. You know, but I'm just saying that we've got to proclaim it. We've got to talk about it. We've got to conserve something.
Yeah.
Right? If we're going to call ourselves conservatives and we're going to watch Fox News all day long, right? And we have it on in our office, and we have it on at home, and we have all that, and we say we're conservative, actually be a conservative.
Yeah.
And stop trying to put one foot over here with progressives and liberals, and then put one foot over here with conservatism. And stop letting, and this requires an overhaul of our whole thinking.
Amen.
And because the problem is there's a lot of money that backs liberalism.
Tons.
There is a, there's a lot, Fox News, even MSNBC, which Fox News, I get it, is not liberal, they say, but they are. And why are they doing that? Because a lot of liberals are supporting them. Because they know the game. They know what gets people to do what they say.
Right.
So us Christians have to start backing Christian organizations.
Yeah. And you know, brother, this makes me think, too, of a lot of things that are considered traditional values, constitutional values, are going back to the biblical principles, biblical doctrine. And you know, as Durbin, who we've mentioned already, said in that talk, you know, without Jesus Christ and the Scriptures, conservative and liberal are just two tribes barking at each other, and nobody has. There's no standard. There's no transcendent values that anyone can appeal to, because it's just tribe. It's tribalism,
right?
Which, and if that's true, then what we're left with, it's a big P word that we've talked about before, pragmatism.
Right.
It's like what works.
Right.
You know, what makes money, what keeps the lights on, what gets ratings.
And even another one, which would be false piety, right?
Amen.
What makes me look glorious and Christianese, right?
Whether it's left or right.
Correct.
But that's just it, you know, without the Lord Jesus and his word, there is no left or right, because there's no middle,
right?
Or there's no standard, there's no principles, and so it's all just You can put your foot on both sides of the road and call yourself conservative, but you're borrowing these liberal things because that's pragmatic.
Right.
And it's, at the end of the day, that's chaos. I mean, it's utter chaos, and it's confusing. Because what is wrong with men masquerading as women if men can do whatever they want sexually with other men?
Yeah.
Like, according to what standard is one, like, bad enough to make an hour and a half documentary about it, but the other one
right.
is fine, and we can't speak out against it because that's ratings and that's money.
We'll say, what is a woman on one hand, right? And then ask that question. Daily Wire does this. And then they'll promote Jordan Peterson's interview with Dave Rubin, who Dave Rubin literally says his husband, boyfriend, whatever they call each other, is literally trying to learn how to be more womanly. He's trying to learn how to nurture, be more nurturing. Because why? Because that's a female quality that, right. that we all cherish, right? We need that in this world. Is females who are nurturing, right? Amen. And then he said he's learning how the skin-to-skin contact and how to hold the baby, you know, which skin-to-skin contact's great even for dads and their kids, yeah. right? I get that. But he's trying to learn it in the feminine side of things. And they're promoting this interview while promoting the documentary that says, what is a woman? What makes a woman? Give me the definition, right? To call out this craziness. But yet they're turning crazy on the other side.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? This is the chaos. This is the confusion. This is, and then we sit back and wonder, why does everybody need all these medications and psychiatrists? Why are they all going nuts?
Because they're confused.
Because they're so confused.
Yeah.
And, because you have no standard.
It's like atheism. You know, lately I don't know why, and but for whatever reason I've gotten into the James White debate bandwagon this mm-hmm. last couple of weeks, and I was listening to him debate a couple of atheists, and it's every time there's this acute sense of right and wrong, but then he'll just ask them a simple question: what standard? And they say, well, there's actually no standard. It's all, you know, just evolution and chemicals in the brain, and
which,
you know,
equals it's all make believe,
right? It's all illusory, yeah. and it's like, but God is mean. It's like, mean according to what standard? Well, there's not actually a standard. I mean, it's utter chaos, and it makes, I think it, you're right. I think it's made our society more unstable. But not only that, it's directed our society even more, even conservative people, I would say, away from Christ,
100%.
And worshiping and knowing Him.
We start to allow those pitfalls, those sinful things into our lives, and we start to agree with them. We start to agree with Fox News bringing on Bruce, right?
Yeah.
We start to agree with. We start to agree with Prager or Daily Wire, and when they're saying, hey, Dave Rubin, congratulations. That's a slippery slope.
Yeah. It's a very slippery slope. And, you know, there's a book that a reformed Titans, I guess you'd say, I don't know, like Vic Sproul, people that we would listen to and follow pretty closely, often speak about, called Christianity and Liberalism, by a man from about 100 years ago, J. Gresham Machen. That's a hard name to say.
It is a hard name.
But one of the things he points out in this book, really from beginning to end, is that Christianity, and he's particularly talking about progressive theology, not so much progressive politics, although they are wed together. But he says progressivism, liberalism, and Christianity are two different religions. And so if you have, you know, biblical Christianity, and then you have liberalism and all its ideals and its concepts and its doctrines, whatever you want to call it, you can't really wed them together. if you do, then what happens is the Christianity just gets swallowed by the liberalism. Like they it's like water and oil. They won't mix. But in our day, we have, you know, groups, for example, Fox News. I mean, just growing up, we watch Fox News all the time. You know, you assume.
Most conservative network, they would say.
Right. You would assume fair and balanced. I mean, you assume, you know, your teenage, middle school age kids can sit in your living room while you watch Fox News and they can even watch it with you, and they're not going to get sucked down this like liberal like garbage chute.
Right.
But you can't assume that anymore.
Yeah.
Because they've even tipped their hand that they are trying then to weld conservatism and liberalism together, which if you do that, the conservatism has no meaning anymore.
And they'll use money, one, and then they'll also use votes, right? We can't lose this vote, so we have to. This is Trump hugging the rainbow flag, right?
Yeah.
Just like he hung the American flag, right?
Yeah.
And again, we're not Trumpist, you know, me and you are. Of course, we liked a lot of his policies and how he was doing things and his toughness towards other countries. We love that, right? But you got to call that out. Why did he do that? Well, he did it because he didn't want to lose those votes.
Right.
And when we start to use that, and we'll say, well, but see, it's okay because if I just get into office, or if we just get more viewers to our show, then we can hit them, right? Then we can hit them with the truth. It's like that never happens. It gets swallowed up always.
What you win them with is what you win them to.
And Christianity cannot, will not, God will not allow it to melt with anything else. Nothing. Right. There is no halfway. In fact, you know, he spits you out of your mouth type thing, right?
Yeah.
There is no middle ground. There is one and only, and that is the Bible has a standard. God gave it to us. Mm. We live by it. And he blesses and he curses accordingly, right? Yeah. And those things we've got to understand, that we can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and you can't serve mammon. You can't do that. It's not going to happen. And he won't allow it.
No.
Will not allow it.
One way or another, the wheels are going to fall off on that. Something's going to come off and it's going to break down.
Yep. Because his name will not be degraded.
Right. I mean, what does he say? Like, God will not be mocked.
Right.
You know, it's like you can mock him, but he's not going to let you mock him forever. You know, eventually it's... like with the Daily Wire, you know, or Fox News, like for years and years and years, you see this veneer of, you know, we stand on these traditional, some anchors would probably even say biblical values.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and there's some like Tucker Carlson, right? Yeah. Who would say that? Absolutely.
Right. And we're not saying here that every single person in all of these organizations are totally fake because they're part of it. We're not saying that. But you have this veneer of, you know, traditional, old school, biblical values. But, you know, I think J.C. Ryle said, like, sin is kind of enjoyed privately before it comes out in public for everyone to see.
Well, and I just
this didn't come out of nowhere.
No, I just got to thinking with Fox News and stuff, right? Fox is not just Fox News, right? Fox owns lots of things.
Yeah.
And they're producing movies under a name, all this stuff. So like 20th Century Fox, I think, is what they were producing. If you watch, you know, those movies, even you start to see the decline. They're adding in, you know, rated R movies, and so you have nudity, and you have these things, and it just the slow decline right into. Mm-hmm. Why? Because, well, we got to keep up. And if this movie had it and they got that many people to watch it, then maybe we add it in and we do these things, right? You have all this. It's no wonder that they're not conservative, because they were already not conserving anything with that side of the company. Why did we ever expect that they were going to conserve everything?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's got to be all in. It's got to be all of Christ for all of life, no matter what you do. You can't budge an inch.
Right.
You've got to be killing sin or it's killing you.
Yeah. Right?
You have to.
Absolutely. I mean, and just ask, you know, just ask Israel if God tolerates duplicity and, you know, just ask them. It's like, yeah, we can worship Yahweh and Molech at the same time. It's fine. There was even prophets that were like, God's not going to punish
us. It's not that bad. Yeah.
We're at peace. And then just ask him, you know, just look at what happened. He doesn't tolerate this kind of double-mindedness, syncretism.
Not for long.
You know, not for long. So as Johnny Cash said, you know, sooner or later, God's going to cut you down.
Right.
If you're going to if
you got to serve somebody, right?
Yeah.
So it might be the devil and maybe the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody.
Yep.
And the thing is he get, even in that song, he gave you two distinctives, and it's one or the other. It's not both and. It will never be both and. And so we hope we shedded some light on some of these things. Of course, these networks, they do have, you know, some good content, but we want to just put that with a warning and say, hey, listen, they're allowing things to creep in, and we're hoping that enough people hear this that they can see it for themselves and they can make a turn. And so that's right. that's what our ultimate prayer would be, because we think there are a lot of good people. I know there are a lot of good people at Daily Wire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are, you know, Megan Basham, who are fighting a good fight, right? And so even Fox News but we pray that people have the courage to stand firm on their beliefs on Scripture. That gives us the standard, and they don't let the other belief systems around them start to draw them into a swirl downward. And so we hope we did that for you. That was our goal with this, is to say, hey, what are we conserving? And if it's not biblical standards, then we're conserving nothing. And it's all worthless gain if we're not conserving biblical standards. So like always, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Thanks to Zach's Creamery for being a sponsor for our show. Go check him out at Montgomery or Jasper at their creamery shops there for coffee or for ice cream. Guys, we love you. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again next week.